Siman Shinai and Aleph. The halacha, if one of the bnei ha-chotzer either left the chotzer or he passed away if he has nifter. The mechaber says, if Aleph, they have one of the bnei ha-chotzer, people live in this chotzer, they went away for Shabbos, and he's spending Shabbos at a different chotzer, even if it's nearby. If he's not planning on coming back on Shabbos, he has not asked on everybody from this chotzer, since he's away for Shabbos in a different chotzer, the mishnah explains, dir b'lei b'ayla, is not called dira, he has not asked in this chotzer, even not give a chelek on this erev. Shmuel brings a machlokes that some places can say it's only if him and his whole family left before Shabbos. Others say even if he went away on Shabbos, as long as he's not coming back, doesn't come back on Shabbos, doesn't aser. And that's all by a yid who goes away. You have a guy who went away to a different city even. He's still aser. So you have to escape his reshus from him, even if he went away. But a guy, as long as he's in within one day's travel, he went away less than a day's worth of travel, we're always afraid he can come back on Shabbos. The yid goes away, he goes away. A guy, we're always afraid that he's going to come back unless he traveled more than a day's distance away. If he traveled more than a day's distance away, then we don't have to worry about him coming back. Although it's obviously possible he starts traveling back on Friday and therefore he'll still make it back here on Shabbos, that much we don't have to worry. If his trip is more than a day's worth away, then it's fine. Then Machab brings a different sheet that says that the guy is the same as he is basically, that as long as he went away to a different chotzer, that's good enough. And he doesn't aser. Same as by Yid. Once he's out of the chotzer before Shabbos, we can say he's Mesiach Das from his Diron, it's considered like he's not here for that Shabbos. And the Rambam actually says that the Pesach is like the second Shita, that the guy is the same as Yid, as long as he's out of the Chatzar, it's fine. Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Beir Halacha, that brings many Paiskim, that the Pshara in between, that if he's a different Chatzar in this city, but the guy we should not be Mekel. But if he's a different city from before Shabbos, that's good enough, we could be Mekel. So if Beis, the Mechaber discusses a Yid from this Chatzar, who went to spend Shabbos in a different Chatzar, and he doesn't plan coming back to this Chatzar on Shabbos, the Maizi changes his mind, comes back on Shabbos. The Mechaber doesn't aser everyone in this chotzer, even though he's not part of the Erev Chatzeres. He does have a house here that he came back to. And the reason is, since the beginning of Shabbos, he wasn't planning coming back. He had real Heschadas, telling us the truth, he really wasn't planning coming back. Shabbos, however, Hutter, Hutter, once it's Mutter, it's Mutter. As opposed to a guy that comes back on Shabbos, he does aser, but a guy not willing to say that he had Heschadas, he planned to being away and then he changed his mind. A Yid Shabbos, Yid Menucha, if he's away, beginning of Shabbos, doesn't plan on coming back, he does not plan on coming back. It happens, someone changed their mind, but it wasn't in the plans. A guy, we say no. It proves that he always planned on being here. At the beginning of Shabbos, plan coming back. And he claims that he wasn't planning it. We don't believe him. We don't trust him. And therefore, if he comes back on Shabbos, he does aser on us. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber discusses somebody who owns a house in Schatzer, but he doesn't live here. And therefore, does not aser on the people from the Schatzer. There's no reason to participate in Arif Katzeris. And he tagged in. It's someone from the street. Mishnah Berurah says that the halacha of the siv is going to say, even be someone who's from this chatzah. But the assumption is the case will be someone from the street who doesn't live here. And that's why he has a house here. That he's not here for Shabbos. He's not participating in the Erev Chatzeres. That would be the typical case. And then this person who owns his house passes away. He's mace. He's nifter on Shabbos. And the Yerush who's going to yarish this house, who immediately yarishes the house, happens to be one of the people who lives in the chatzah. So if the person who was nifter died before Shabbos, so then we don't have to worry because the Erev, at the Yerush, the person who yashes him, his heir, makes for his own house the part of the Chatzeres, also includes the new house that he now yashes because now he no longer has one house in his Chatzeres, two houses in the Chatzeres, and it's all part of the Erev Chatzeres together. But if the person was nifter on Shabbos, then we have a problem because, you know, he's not part, but the Yerush lives here in the Chatzeres, so he needs to have Erev Chatzeres. He now has two houses in the Chatzeres. When Shabbos started, he only made Erev Chatzeres on one of his houses, and the house that was his then. The second house didn't belong to him yet, because he hadn't yarished it yet, because the relative who passed away was still alive at that point. And therefore, it does make a difference if the Yerush steps foot in the second house on Shabbos, or if he doesn't, since he owns two houses in his Chatzer, he only made Erev Chatzeres on one. So now, the second house of his, through that, he asks on everybody in the Chatzer. Now, nobody in this Chatzer can carry Mibayis L'Chatzer. This is how the Mechaber paskens. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains it.